We made it to Earth. Now, all we have to do is hide and blend in until we receive our next orders from Optimus.
I've got this.
I just need to ask you one thing.
Yo.
What the hell are you wearing?
It's a cowboy hat, dude.
I can see that.
Yeah, robot in disguise? This is my disguise?
Do you realize I'm not wearing one?
Yeah, I was just going to bring this up, dude. Like, what are you going to do?
Alright, watch this. Whoa! I'm a car!
Whoa! How did you do that, man?
We can transform.
Oh.
Part of our design was in the training. How did you do the training?
I was off that day. Sick.
You've never transformed before.
No, it looks like it kind of hurts.
Hang on, let me get him back up.
Oh, that looked pretty epic, man.
It's what we do.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
All right, look, see this card right here?
Yes.
Scan it.
How?
Scan it.
I think I got it.
Cool, right?
Yep.
You got that image in your head?
Yep.
Cool. Now it's just simple. Just feel it. Mm-hmm. Transform.
I've got this, man. Step back.
All right. Here we go.
I'm stuck.
You're stuck?
Dude.
Now what have you done?
I've got no... I can't move.
Why is your arm in there?
Hey, dude. Check out this. That's my wand.
Where's your head?
I don't know.
Can you get back out of this?
Nah, this is me now.
Let me give you a hand.
Oh, you set off my alarm or something.
Guys.
Oh, you know what it is, dude?
What?
I think my hat got stuck.
You didn't take the hat off?
Nah, I liked it too much.
Wait, there's someone coming.
Oh, dude, you need to carry me. Get me out of here.
Oh, okay, fine, I'll pick you up. Gotcha.
Right, soaps.
What?
Roll out.
You said that.
Transformers, cowboy hat disguise.
Shut up.
Hello and welcome to another episode of May Contain. I'm Gander.
And I'm Soaps. Hang on. No, I'm not. I'm Gander.
And we have an absolute wing it for you episode tonight.
Yeah, why would you do that? It's like a John Woo film. It's like Face Off or something. You've become me this episode.
I'll just throw it out of left field and just see what's going to happen.
Yeah, you got me good. I started saying your name and I'm like, hang on a second.
I'm me.
Yeah, weirdo. What have we got in store for this episode?
All right, for this episode, we have Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes.
Right, we have my childhood, which I promised from last episode.
Being a male model. Child model.
That's it. We're going to do the...
A
Survivors May Contain Guide. So, yes. Situations of different things and whatever.
Yep.
We've got a couple of trailers for you, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yep.
But first thing is first.
Okay. Well, right. Otherwise... It'd be weird if you said first
thing is second. Because that would not work.
No.
But right now, I'm Gander.
And I'm... No, Gander.
Moving on. And, all right, so we have another challenge issued to us for this episode.
Yep.
We don't know what we're getting if we pass it. We don't know what we're getting if we fail it.
We'll do it.
But we'll do it because we've been asked to do it because we're nice like that.
We are nice.
So anyway, this challenge, similar to the last challenge, I had to say jokes five times.
Yep, and you did. You succeeded.
I did. I got through that. I'm waiting for my certificate. I'm going to get my certificate.
Yes.
Regardless.
Hopefully. I want to frame it.
That's it. We're putting it up somewhere. I'm getting that certificate.
Yep.
Right? Anyway, similar thing.
Okay.
Going to use the same system.
Okay.
The same noises. Going to use this.
Okay, and if it's wrong?
This.
Okay.
But... We are against each other.
It's a fight.
It's
a duel.
A war. So, for this episode, I'm not going to waste much time because we've got to get into this. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to use the words.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give you yours first because I'm nice like that. So, you got some time to think about it.
Yep.
Your word is helicopter.
Helicopter.
So you use helicopter. That doesn't count. Easy. You've got to, use it in context.
Okay.
Got to use it in a sentence. It's got to come out right.
Okay.
Mine is princess.
Okay. And so we just have to be first to the punchline.
First to the punchline five times.
Oh, five times?
Five times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. This is what I'm saying before. And you're like, oh, this is going to be easy. And we're like, all right, well, up the word. Right? So the words are princess and helicopter.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So you think this is a bit tougher now?
A little bit now.
Cool.
I just thought we had to say it once.
Toughen up, princess.
No.
Now I'm in front.
No.
Thank you.
Yep.
So we've got this entire episode to do that. First one to five. I'm already one in front.
Yep.
And someone wins, someone loses. I don't care how this works, but I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Yes. And good luck to you, good sir.
Okay. And whoever gets there first, the other person's going to get slapped.
That sounds a bit violent, but...
let's just go with it.
just wing it.
Bit of pain on the radio.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to do. And cool.
Let's see how it goes. Let's jump straight into trailers.
Trailers. We're going to talk, first of all, about a trailer that just came out literally 2 days ago, I believe.
I knew nothing about this.
Called The Final Girls.
The Final Girls. Yes, you showed me this. It looks kind of like Last Action Hero.
Yeah, it means like Tucker and Dale.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I love Tucker and Dale. I reckon it was a fan favorite for some. It was kind of a cult film. Like, you had to really like it, otherwise you didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know Tucker and Dale, it was a spin on the horror franchise about the whole cabin in the woods, kids looking out for the crazy guys in the woods. But in this one, the crazy guys, there was nothing wrong with them. They just got put into situations where the kids were getting killed, and they were doing nothing wrong.
It was a slasher-y.
It was good fun.
Slasher comedy.
Did you just make that word up?
Yeah, slasher-y.
I like it.
You like that?
It took me a second to breathe it in, but I'm like...
But what's different about this is one of the girls watching it, it's her mum that was in the movie.
Yeah, who passed away X many years ago.
Yeah.
And this is the anniversary of her death.
Yep.
Funny enough, it's the last slasher film that she was in, and she's one of the girls that was killed in it.
Yeah.
So, obviously, her daughter goes to see it. From what we can tell, a fire breaks out.
Yeah, obviously, this is an over-the-top kind of movie where once they're inside, because they're actually in the movie, it's everything a horror movie would have, so bad dialogue.
Yeah.
We'll probably have, you know, car chases, helicopter flights.
You'll probably have
everything in there, you know? So
obviously they're watching the film from the outside.
Yeah.
A fire breaks out and they're like, got to get out. So they cut the screen.
Yep.
Jump through the screen.
Yep.
Right? And before they know it, they're in the film.
Yes.
Right? And yeah, as you said, it's all bad dialogue, helicopter rides, and...
Yep.
See, I can't use the word, so that's that.
You did it. Okay. But stuff seems to go wrong or right, and she meets her mum, who's actually just one of the actresses.
Yeah.
They're not related in this.
Yes.
Because it's
That's why the hair gets tricky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
it looks good. It looks funny. It does look like Tucker and Dale.
Yeah, it's the same type of humor. So if you're into your comedy horrors or your slashomedies or whatever they're called, that's pretty much what you're looking at.
Now, the next trailer I want to talk about, because you showed me this one as well tonight.
Yeah, I only found these couple in the last little while, and I hadn't actually seen this trailer
until just then.
Yeah, that was the first time I watched it.
Oh, brilliant. This is the Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it's a comedy.
Again, yes.
Yes. A zombie.
Stop making up words.
I like it. So basically, scouts, they get picked on.
Yeah, they're the weedy guys at school and stuff like that.
But they can tie a knot.
Which is what you see at the beginning of the trailer.
Yeah.
So in this movie, from what we can tell, based on the scouts, they're obviously useful. They've got their own way of doing things and stuff like that.
Yep.
Then boom, the zombie apocalypse breaks out.
And it looks violent.
It looks hyper-violent.
It looks full-on.
When I was first watching it, I actually found it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a little bit overly cheesy. It's actually because there's zombie cats.
Brilliant!
So, see that? And I'm like, all right, they're going for different...
No, I like it. I like how they just took a spin on it. Like, it's not Zombieland.
Yeah.
It's more cartoony.
Yeah, and it feels ridiculous, and I think that's going to be its strong point. So, provided you see this film very lightheartedly...
Yep.
You probably won't enjoy it, I reckon, because it's going to be a very lighthearted film.
Yeah.
But it's very very hardcore.
Yeah, check out the trailers. We'll throw them up on our Facebook page, guys.
Yeah.
And now, can we just rewind a little bit here?
Yeah.
Before we go into anything else, I want to talk about you.
Yes.
The camera and that cheesy bloody smile of yours, you being the male model.
Yeah.
The child model.
From what I promised from last episode.
Yeah, you had more stories.
I did have more stories from my childhood.
Yeah.
So anyway, going back to... I still haven't got the pictures. I haven't put the pictures up yet. Okay. I will get them. I will find them.
Yes.
They are ridiculous. But yes, back from when I was probably about the age of 3, Trez... were you looking for that noise?
Yeah.
That's my toe against against the table there.
Interesting.
And I can see you freaking out.
Yeah, I thought there was a poltergeist in the room then. I was like, what's going on? Sorry, it was just your toe jam.
So,
continue. Male model.
Yeah, so back from the age of about 3 to about 9, I reckon I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a child model. I did everything from the catwalk. Right?
Did you have your little spin at the end?
I did my little spin at the end. It even got to a point where they actually had given me, because I was only really tiny back then, but they had given me a guitar that was twice the size of me.
Okay.
And we had to do a Grease Lightning sort of catwalk.
So this was borderline acting you had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much you had to do it, and you had to go out there with a guitar, and you're modeling clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My mum still has all the videos. They're in embarrassing as hell.
I must see.
Yes, this. Yes, yeah. We will definitely have to show them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it went from that. I was putting catalogs. So we have like obviously Harris scarves here. Like, do we even still have Harris scarves here?
Harris scarves here. We got Harris scarves.
Do we? I've never seen one anymore.
Yeah, there's still
Harris scarves. But like for them, for Big W, for Kmart and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like one of those little kids that was like wearing like, you know, the jumpers and stuff with like, you know, the thumbs out and whatever. Yeah,
Fonzie sort of little mini Fonzie leather jacket.
Yeah, I even stuff. I was even put on a poster. I know where this poster is as well. For
is it still up?
No, it's
okay.
It's rolled up, and I've still like got bad teeth. But I had really bad teeth when I was much, much younger because everything was changing and stuff like that.
Yeah, your face was growing.
Yeah, so for some reason they thought it was a excellent idea, brilliant idea, to put me on the poster of a Angus and Robinson bookshop.
Okay, and I'm bookworm you.
Yeah, and I'm spinning inside a tornado. So, yeah, so that happened.
How'd you do that?
It
special
was,
effects?
Yeah, tell me, like, they put it on your camera and it's like sort of full Photoshop.
They just said spin.
So, and then
spin like a helicopter. Just go.
Oh my god! So you're ahead.
Yeah.
And
and a so body.
That is like feet. Yeah. 12 princess.
Yeah.
So and see, I can play at your own games.
Yeah, I saw.
So all that they had to do then was they just slap you on this poster, and I was up for. I remember being up in the bookstore for months.
Wow.
So I don't know. There wasn't advertising a book. It was just advertising like a sale.
Yeah.
So I was just that guy.
Oh, that's all right. I want to see that. That led to something else.
That almost led on to acting. Right. Yeah, I was offered a role in a mini series.
Yeah.
And I forget what it was called. It was like The Children or it was Children something. Anyway, I was going for the role of a character called Francis.
Did he get sucked up in a tornado?
So no, he didn't.
Okay.
So,
I was gonna say you were typecast at a young age.
But all it was I had to I remember that I had to do a role, an audition. I got through a couple of them.
Yeah.
I had to do this one for Francis, and he was one of the homeless. Not homeless. He's like an orphan. He's an orphan
kid. Can
you
channel it right now?
No.
Can we try? So,
but I don't know the lines. This is back when I was like 6.
Okay.
That was 20
so
years
ago.
So what
was the story kind of about?
Do you know what?
You don't even know?
I was a terrible kid when I came back to that.
Okay.
I hated learning my lines.
So that's kind of a big point in acting.
Yeah. So yeah. So my mum poured all this money into like my both my parents did. They poured a lot of money into me doing this, and I hated learning lines. It was literally I remember I had to learn the script while I was in the car going to the audition. I'm like fantastic, and I get there. I'm like, and I just speak the lines instead of acting. I didn't understand it.
So you weren't good. You weren't. A good actor.
I was tragic.
But you had the face.
But yeah. So I did get one minor acting role.
Okay.
For a commercial, right?
Yeah.
For Hot Wheels.
Wicked!
Yeah. So I don't know if I've still got it. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Well, that's a YouTube.
I hope it's not on YouTube.
I'm sure it would be. Every commercial ever made is on YouTube.
But it was for a Hot Wheels one, and they're doing like, I had to name off like 10 different cars or something
can
like
you
that.
Do it all?
No.
No. Okay.
It was like the classic. I don't even know cars. I'm not a cars person.
Just give it a go.
So they were like, you've got to do this and that. I don't know cars, so I can't name them off.
Yeah.
And you'd sit there and you're looking at the loop as they go past. You're doing like the wow face as everything's going past.
Woo!
So yeah, so I did all that, which led into obviously my fencing. I was doing fencing at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, we've talked about that. But I just, so would you go back? Would you give all this up? everything that you've earned and you've learnt.
No.
No?
No, absolutely not.
You would not go back.
No, I've done it now. And
you
would I
not
think,
be Richie Rich.
No. Because I don't think, in the end, I didn't see any of the money. Right? I was too young.
Your mother took it.
So, no. She right. did spend it on me, though.
Oh.
What happened was all the money that I earned, I have no idea how much it was.
Yeah.
But I paid for the whole family for a 2-week trip to Queensland. So.
It wasn't your choice to do that.
I enjoyed it.
You would have preferred more stuff. A lot of big duffel bag full of lollies. That's what you would have preferred.
That's why I had the bad teeth.
Yeah.
So.
You little sugarfoot, you. But okay, yeah. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so that was my childhood growing up. So, yeah. I think I've covered a lot of things. I don't know. That's the two main things with my fencing and my modeling. Yeah. Yeah. So, it was crazy. That's do you awesome. Have any? Did you do anything like that growing up?
I grew up.
Good start.
Honestly, no. I don't honestly remember too much of my childhood. It was kind of a blur. I got carried out because I was the youngest.
Yeah.
I always had to go around to see what my brothers was doing, like basketball,
yeah,
cricket, whatever. I just got pulled around left, right, and centre with them.
Yeah.
I was just the runt of the litter. They didn't care about me. Honestly, like, I just felt that way. Like, they just like, chained me to the. You could get away with that back in the day.
That gander, he'll sort himself out.
Yeah,
just
where is
let Gander?
He's in the car. So, this is a 40 degree day. I'm sweating.
We cracked the window.
Yeah, he's fine. Just sitting there, like, trying to take a breath
just
out
dying.
Of the car. It was like a sauna in there. Half naked. People think I'm having sex or something. It was just me naked, slip sliding around on the leather seats.
It's a terrible image.
It's a sexy image.
Enough about our childhood.
Can I just ask?
Sure.
You being a model.
Right.
Do you think you're good looking?
Back then, I was probably better looking. I reckon back when I was about 19.
You peaked when you were 7.
And then I sort of plateaued at like 19, I reckon.
What? Give me some points what you don't like about yourself.
I don't know. I think it's just... do you know what? There's not a feature I don't like. It's just the fact that everything could just be better, tighter. Like, I'm on the way there
more
now.
Muscular.
I think that's it. But I'm just slack as all hell.
You want to look like a man.
Yeah, a Channing Tatum.
Gambit.
Gambit.
You want to look like
that?
Yeah. So, no, there's little... Like, I look in the mirror some days.
Yeah.
And I just... Ugh.
I think I embrace part of it. I think I've got to that point now where... because I know that... I considered myself okay back in when I was 19.
You rated yourself okay? What, 6 out of 10?
That's okay.
That's okay.
I'm happy. Oh, that's a high F.
Yeah, good work. Congratulations.
But I reckon now it's just I have the potential to obviously become myself again, but looks don't bother me as much.
Yeah.
So like I'm slowly toning up. I'm much thinner than I used to be.
Yeah, but like there comes a point if you're Steve Buscemi and you look in the mirror,
yeah,
you must go, well, I'm funny.
So
that's all I've got.
But I reckon like there'd be someone out there that would look at Steve Buscemi?
Whatever. I can never say celebrities' names right.
I know, we've got a sound clip.
Arnold Braunschweiger.
It's up here saying that. But there's someone out there that probably thinks Steve Buscemi is attractive.
No. No
Why?
One would think that.
So I think it's like it's almost like looks. Like you've got to try and do like a look.
A look.
Yeah, like, and I've learned this. Every time I go to a Comic-Con or any sort of con in general, I've got to get like photos with the star, like, you know, like celebrities and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always this like I think I've said this before. I do this like thing where I look on like front on to the camera.
Yeah.
I got like, this massive double chin. It's just because of the flash.
Yeah.
So I make sure I either grow a beard before I go there or I turn on the side. So.
So what, like, if you know how some people say that they label their look.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like they'll go, I'm going for a summer calm.
What the hell
That's
is
my
that?
Look. Like, because they've got the tucked in t-shirt and the flowing jacket. Summer calm. Well, what would you name your look?
Slack fuck.
So, wow, there you go.
No, because it literally got up this morning, and like I'm wearing the same things I was wearing all day.
Like, yeah,
it gets to a point where I've got my a shirt, my shorts on.
Yeah,
I literally came in a pair of thongs, and they're on the other side of the room now.
Yeah, we are in Australia. Thongs are all good.
Yeah, but it's also freezing here as well at the moment.
Yeah. Yep. Not now.
No,
we got the heater on.
So do we?
Yeah,
I'm shivering in here.
Really, you're
I'm
cold.
Yeah, I'm cold.
Because you're nervous.
Maybe
you always get nervous on podcasts.
Yeah,
just relax.
I need to relax.
Go with this.
So,
I'm going to hold my hand.
We did that whole last episode.
Moving on.
Yes. What else has come out in the the past week?
I just saw Fear the Walking Dead.
Now, is the first episode out?
Yes.
Right.
Illegally.
Okay. So, is it a pilot, or is it just somehow out?
It started. Season 1, episode 1, out.
Oh, it's out.
Every week now, you'll get another episode. That's how TV shows work.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. No, Fear the Walking Dead came out. I sat back and I watched it with good mate Philby.
Yes.
And I liked it.
Okay.
Now, going into this, you knew it had to go in a different direction.
All right.
To The Walking Dead.
So they're just not repeating, you know, copy-paste and stuff like that.
I mean, zombies are in it.
Yeah.
So some people would say it's the same shit.
Yeah.
But the whole point of this is it's still not explaining how zombies came to be.
Oh, they're just kind of there.
It starts off where I reckon there's the first couple of people that have had it.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, you're obviously a fan of The Walking Dead.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily if you are bitten, you turn into the zombie. It is if you die in general,
the virus
will get you.
Yeah.
So clearly something happened at this point where we're up to in Fear the Walking Dead, where that virus is already out, but it's unknowns to anyone. So when people die, they come back as zombies. And within the first episode, which is I felt longer than 45 minutes, felt like a very long episode, but zombies have come out from no one knowing about them to what the hell's going on. That's all we've seen. So we haven't seen the masses yet.
So it's just a couple getting around at the moment. And
It's going to turn into the masses.
This is my biggest problem with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, you've got a couple of zombies. You've got 4 or 5 zombies getting around, right?
Yep.
Why haven't they been taken out?
Well, they have. They've got footage of cops shooting them and things like that. And they have been taken out.
Yeah.
But you also got to remember that it's not only the zombies that you got to worry about. Is like right now,
it's like, natural death.
It's natural death. If you die, you're a zombie. And unfortunately, in the world,
people are dying every day.
People are dying all the time. So they're coming back.
So it's going to be one of those things where people just turn on people.
Yep.
And they're going to start coming back.
Yep. And it's that's the side of it. The difference between The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead is The Walking Dead is learning to survive in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Rather than Fear the Walking Dead is...
how do you survive?
This is the situation.
The beginning.
There's going to be riots. There's going to be everything. How are we going to isolate ourselves to make us stand out?
Now, where do you see this series going? Is it going to continue? Is it going to... like, it's going to be like... we're talking like, you know, 10 seasons?
Yep.
Like...
yep. It will be like the NCIS spin-off shows.
Okay.
These will be their own kind of show. They'll never intermingle. They might have a crossover some kind of way.
Yeah.
So you might see someone. But as far as I'm aware, they're going to be set on different time periods.
Yeah. So there's not going to be like major crossovers because this is taking it back
to the
start.
They're completely different locations.
Yeah.
So just an interesting fact that I've learned, and I thought it was really funny.
Yes.
When you die.
Right.
Okay. There's a certain thing, and it's called post-mortem leakage. I think I said it right.
You did, you did, yep.
So basically, when you're dead, we're full of liquid, aren't we?
We're nothing
just
but
a big blob of water. Just
getting around.
In some flesh skin. And, I don't know, hours after, weeks later, whatever, this liquid needs to get out of our body.
Yeah.
And it normally comes through our anus.
So, love your technical terms, yes.
Anus.
Yep.
Through that bum hole. So, the mortician, when they're putting us together for the wake or for the funeral,
yes,
they actually shove a rather large butt plug up there to stop this. So, what I was thinking, all these zombies that we see with limps and just walking a bit funny, they're the ones that've got the butt plugs up already.
You reckon that's what it is?
Yeah, it must be.
You've heard it here first, everyone. On May Contain.
May Contain, zombies have got butt plugs up them.
That's why they actually limp.
Yeah. Well, good. So, I mean, I've never had one up. But I can't. I mean, I can. I think it would be awkward.
Yeah, it wouldn't feel great. No wonder the zombies are pissed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So you reckon if we got around, took a whole bunch of butt plugs out of these zombies...
that'd be alright.
We're just going to chill out.
Yeah, they'll play Nintendo and stuff.
They won't be zombies anymore.
They'll just be...
they'll just be people again.
walking fun.
So that's how the zombie apocalypse started.
Yeah.
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs. So you heard it here first, guys. Get in on it. It's a stinky situation.
Don't listen to us, please. Anyway, Fear the Walking Dead, have you guys seen it? Will you watch it? Is it going to be better than The Walking Dead, or is it going to be just on par or worse?
It's just different.
I personally think. I reckon it's not going to be on par.
No.
I reckon The Walking Dead is what it is. It's established. Everyone knows what, you know, everyone knows the characters. They know that show.
Yeah.
It'd be no different if they made, like, another Game of Thrones or something like that.
Yeah.
That's based somewhere else. You're kind of like, well, no, I want my core cast.
Yeah, but at the same point, what I love is the core cast of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
None of them were famous. Like, they were. Like, they were in other stuff.
Yeah.
But you did not, like, when they cast them originally, you'd go, okay, that kind of looks like Rick. But you were never like, oh my God, this is awesome. They've got Vin Diesel in it. This is going to be bloody brilliant.
The character, the guy who plays Rick, I remember him from Love Actually.
Yep.
And so he's the lovey-dovey guy in that.
He's an English guy.
And now he's come back as this, and he looks completely different.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't know much of the cast other than Laurie Holden, who plays Andrea.
Yeah.
She's been in, obviously, stuff like Silent Hill and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you got a couple of characters in there, but other than that, as you said.
Yeah, and that's where Fear the Walking Dead sort of does the same, where you sort of look at the characters and you're like, I've seen him somewhere before, but he's not over-the-top famous. This show will make him famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's exactly right. So, like I said, guys, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, definitely. And that carries on to our survival guide. The May Contain.
Survivor Guide.
Yeah.
So we have six examples.
Yeah, and I want to throw them. I want you to try and come up and we can switch and swap.
Yes.
Which ones we want to do. So let's do the first one here. You are stuck in a trunk of a car.
Right.
Okay, like the boot.
Do I know why I'm there?
Nah. Okay, yes.
Right.
Yes, you've stuffed up.
What?
You were having an affair.
I thought you were going to say, you've stuffed up. You've got in the wrong part of the car, thinking there's the steering wheel.
And you're locked in.
And you're locked in going, shit, I don't drive from this end.
No, but the car's driving. They're driving you.
Right.
Let's say they're driving you to execute you. You're on there.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're in the trunk.
All right. Well, I've got to try and get out of this.
Whatever you want to do. What are you going to do?
Oh, do you know what? The first thing I'd start thinking of is, have you ever seen Beavis and Butthead Do America?
I remember it. No, I haven't seen it.
The first thing I'd be doing is looking for a car jack to try and, like...
So you reckon look for the tools within the boot?
That's been my first option.
Yep.
And to start to lift up the back of the thing. Because eventually, if it can lift a car, it's going to be able to pop the bonnet.
Yeah.
So start using the jack. Hopefully, it reaches the height that I need it to pop the boot of the...
And you can get out.
The car.
Would you, and then jump into the...
The hell am I thinking? There's a freaking latch on the inside.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could just open the back
pop
anyway.
Pop the boot.
Yeah.
And just jump out.
Jump out and you start moving your legs really quick when you hit the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
What would you do? Would you
cry?
Panic?
I'd cry.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. But then I'd go quiet. Real sneaky. No, because, once again, I'm going off movies here.
Yeah.
Is when the guys are driving the car, you can always hear the dude thumping in the...
Screaming on,
If I was just quiet, they'd be like,
is he still there?
What's going on? So they'd pull over, and I'd know, because I'd be stealthy ninja quiet.
Yep.
And then I'd be ready, like I would get into like a little crouch dive position.
Yep.
And when they open, they'd be, I'll jump out at them.
And then you get shot.
Well, I think even if I was strapped, I'd be quicker.
Do you reckon you'd be able to get, like, shoved in a trunk? Do you reckon someone would be able to, shove you in a trunk?
Yeah, I've been in a trunk.
I know. Willingly. Probably been in there willingly, but I mean, would you be able to be shoved? Like, if someone grabbed you...
They wouldn't even need to.
You'd be like, all right, I'll do it.
I don't like confrontation. We've explained this. If someone literally looked at me and said, get in the trunk, I'd be like, yes, sir. Can I please have a stepladder? I'd like to get in.
So, you wouldn't need a stepladder.
Nah, I'll dive in. That's the first one.
Which takes you on to the next one, actually.
Hostage situation. What would you do?
Because I already know what yours is going to be. I'll just be like, do whatever. I'm not dealing with this.
Well, we'll get to that. I want to know what you do.
At what point am I the hostage, or am I trying to talk to someone about hostages? Like, what is my involvement here?
Okay.
I guess I'm the hostage.
Yeah, you're in a building. You're in a bank robbery.
Right.
And you're one of the many people that are there as a customer.
Yep.
The guy's come in. He's got a gun.
Yes.
It's a big gun.
Yeah.
You're scared. Well, are you scared?
You're answering this for me.
No, I'm not. I'm just setting the situation.
Well, not really.
He's taken three shots in the air, and he's pointed the gun at you and said, open up the teller.
I don't work there.
No, you don't. So, is that what that's what you'd say?
Why would he ask me?
You look.
I'm face down on the floor, and I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
So you would already dive on the floor.
I'd be on the floor, right?
Yeah. So that's your first move.
But I'd be relaxed. I've been in a situation like this.
You've been held up.
Yeah, I used to work at Hungry Jack's, and I got held up at gunpoint.
Really?
Yeah, this was in drive-thru.
So what happened?
So, your excitement.
Yeah.
What happened was, it was the end of the night. It was about almost 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And a car came rolling through drive-thru.
Yeah.
And we thought, all right, no worries. He comes to the box. He even ordered. Have I told this story before?
No.
You've never heard this?
I've never heard this.
And, yeah, he'd roll up to the box.
Yeah.
And he goes, can I have a Whopper, thanks. Like, no worries. You know, yeah. We sell Whoppers. It's not weird.
It's not uncommon.
And, yeah, so anyway, there's another car, and that one goes on its way.
Yeah.
He comes up to the window.
The held upper.
The robber.
The robber.
The criminal.
The robber.
Yeah. So he comes up anyway.
Yeah.
And he literally just shows me the gun, points the gun around a little bit.
Yeah.
He goes, really calmly, right, this is a robbery. Don't make a big deal about it. Just hand me the money. I'll be on my way. And me, I'm just all like, right, there's a gun shoved in my face.
Yeah.
So the first thing I'm thinking is just remain calm. Yeah. And the first thing, it wasn't one of those things sort of think, remain calm. It was kind of just like, all right, well, this is happening. He's not robbing me. He's robbing the store.
Yeah.
No worries. Here's the till. You just take the till straight out.
Yep, there you go.
Handed him the till.
Yeah.
And he was on his way, as he promised.
Yeah, he said that.
And I just looked at him going, he forgot his Whopper.
He didn't want the Whopper.
He didn't take the Whopper. So
weird. I would have still waited for that.
But the whole time, I was just relaxed. I'd be the same in a hostage situation. Because it's one of those moments, it's like it's out of your control.
Yeah.
It's not, what are you going to, like, you know, it's out of your control. So it's kind of like, well, so I'm not going to bother with it.
Yep, you go with it.
Go with the flow. If this is my moment to go,
yeah,
then I'm sorry, I can't do much about that.
See, we've established I don't deal well
confrontation.
With confrontation.
Would you actually piss yourself?
If I needed to go.
So,
probably, why not? I'll do anything.
I reckon it'd almost be like a good tactic.
Just sort pee yourself.
Piss and shit yourself. They're not going to touch you after that.
See, what I'm a little bit worried is that, because just doing a podcast, during the podcast, I get these ideas in my head.
Right.
Just, they come to me and I need to get them in the episode.
Like punch soaks in the face.
In a hostage situation, the same thing would happen. Like just that little inkling of this little whisper, be the hero.
Be the hero.
Be the hero. And then I'd be like, I need to do this. I need to take this guy out. And
really?
Then he'd be like, sir, get on the floor. And I'd say, yes. And I'd get on the floor. But when I relayed that conversation to the police, I almost was the hero.
You'd be like, I was dressed as Batman?
I honestly do what they say. I couldn't do much with that. And that's how you get out of that hostage situation.
I reckon, moving on from that one, number three is really easy.
Yeah,
really
if you're
easy.
Getting thrown from a helicopter.
So, okay. Yeah, so thrown from a helicopter or plane. Thrown from
a high up
place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's simple. I'd die. I don't even know why you use this one as a survivor's guide.
No, I know how to survive it.
You've been thrown from miles high.
Yeah.
What's your idea here?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd flap my bloody arms, and we know that's not going to work, but I'd give it a shot because I'm killing time.
Killing time. Fair enough.
Then, as I'm falling, I'll scout the area.
Yeah.
With my eyes.
you don't have long?
Yeah, right. Find trees.
Yep.
Head in that direction.
Right.
Like a little rocket.
Yep.
Then shut my eyes and go limp.
You reckon that's going to do it for you?
That's how people survive.
I know that, but...
Because it's limp. If you're stiff, boom.
So you reckon just close your eyes?
You got to go limp.
Would you be able to close your eyes?
Honestly, in any kind of traumatic situation, go limp.
Good.
That's why you can never do that during sex.
Because the look on your face then when your eyes just lit up going, can't do it then.
Can't do it then. But no, honestly, I think that would do it.
Do you know what? For me, there's no answer. I would die.
You'd die. You'd
I would die. I would.
Die.
I'm
scared of heights anyway.
Again, me being me, I'd take the fall on the chin. So I'm not going to be a princess about it. I'm just going to not cry or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just fall and... just die. Like,
fair enough.
I reckon that's exactly what would happen.
Okay.
Now, I can't read this next one.
Okay. If you're trapped under the ice, so we're in drowning kind of thing, like you can't get up.
These are all horrible scenarios. I didn't read these until the episode started.
Yeah.
You've pretty much put a whole bunch of no-win scenarios.
No! But I want to know what you do. You're trapped under the ice.
I reckon a survival guide would be like, what would you do if you're lost in the forest? What is your survival
guide? That's the last one!
Seven should be, what would you do if you were shot in the head?
Like, yeah, I'd like an answer to that. No, but I want to know. Okay, so what? You just give up. Trapped in the water, you'd be like, well, fuck it, I'm an icicle. And just bob but away.
This isn't a survivor's guide.
Yes!
Because what's going
to
happen
I can tell you how to survive it!
No, because you know what's going to happen? You'll punch the ice.
No.
That's not surviving.
No.
What it, and then I'd drown.
No.
So, wait, go limp?
No, you wouldn't.
I'm trapped under the ice. Go limp.
The next time someone's falling from the plane, they've listened to this podcast and survived, send us a message.
I'm just laughing at this. Do you know what you remind me of right now?
What?
You're a possum. Everything you've answered so far, you're a possum.
No.
You play dead. You go limp.
Yeah.
And you give in to any situation. You're like, all right. You're a possum.
Nah. So I disagree. I'm Gander. Right.
Trapped under the ice.
Yep. What would I do?
What? Yeah.
Lick. Lick the ice. No, your tongue is one of the warmest. Touch your tongue right now. Touch it. Shush.
Okay,
that's warm, wasn't it?
It's warm.
It's warmer than your body.
You're in ice, right?
Yeah.
Your tongue is going to go instantly cold the second you're in ice.
I would.
Your tongue is not going to melt the ice on the planet.
But what I'm saying is every time I get a drink now, I put ice in it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm building up my tolerance. So if I'm in that situation, I'll be like, this is all right. And I would lick my way out. Lick my way out.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
No,
there's many times in my previous life I've licked my way out of a situation.
That's probably why you've had previous lives. You haven't survived the other ones.
It's because I've got a cat tongue.
A cat tongue. Cat tongue's not getting out of it either. See? You are going to drown. Do you know what? I didn't know what you had in your mouth then.
It's my tongue. It looked like a brain.
It looked like a cork.
No.
I thought you had a cork in your mouth.
I've got a cracked tongue.
Why? Whoa.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No, that's freaky.
Yeah. That's how I was born.
I've never seen your tongue, and I never want to see it again.
It looks sharp, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've got a rip under my tongue.
Okay. So. Oh, whoa!
Yeah, it's like a massive lump.
Look like a ball.
I don't
sack.
Know where it's cut. Yeah. So my tongue's got a nut sack.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's weird, isn't it? Okay.
Five.
This one. Number five. You are nailed into a coffin and buried alive.
So I have nails directly through me.
Nailed. No, like, you know what I'm talking. You're in a coffin.
I'm in a coffin.
You're buried.
Right.
How are you getting out?
I've seen what's happened to, what's his face on this?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. I've seen what's happened to him.
So what?
I'm either
going to take it again. Don't panic.
You know what? There's a small part of me that reckons I could get out of this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, depending on how deep I am.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that the dirt above me is loose.
Yes.
If I can get through the coffin, I'd like to think that I can hold enough air to get through the dirt to dig out.
Yeah.
I want to think... I don't know if it's possible. I really don't. I'd like to think it is.
I would honestly try the Kill Bill, the one-inch punch.
Yeah, and I'd probably break my knuckles doing it. And then after about, 2 hours of doing that, I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Because do you reckon you'd actually be able to crack a bit of the wood? You reckon the wood's the easy bit, it's the soil?
No, because I reckon it's everything that's behind it that you're not going to be able to get through it.
Yeah, you can't propel yourself through that like a helicopter.
No. No, you gotta you can't spin through it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
awesome. All right, and I guess the last one.
Yep.
Is you're alone on a desert island.
See, this is the best one you have.
Yeah.
Right, because this is the only one that doesn't have a no-win situation. All the other ones.
Yeah.
You may as well be dead alone on a desert island.
Yeah.
You've seen Castaway.
You can survive it.
You can do this.
But you don't have anything. You don't have a car. You don't have a helicopter. Oh. That was five.
All right,
I've said
it
five.
You did.
Yeah, you got to three.
I got to three.
Yeah. So we'll get back to that in a second.
I want
to
see if I can still get my
go for it,
2 hours.
Because you're going to get a slap at the end of it. So you're alone on a desert island.
Right.
Yeah. How would you survive?
I'm still trying to recover
from
your
nervous.
Being there. I am now.
It'll come. Okay, put it this way. It will come in the next 10 minutes.
Yep.
I will slap you. Across the face.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And that, you just got to go with it. You don't know when it's coming.
All right.
Okay?
Fine. I'm good. All right. So, Alone on a desert island.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I reckon I can survive this.
Okay.
Okay, depending on the island. If it's literally like one of those like cartoon islands where like you're just got like a palm tree and a sand, maybe not.
Okay. Let's say that there's some kind of source of food there, but you're not qualified to do it. You reckon you just learn?
I'm not qualified.
No, like, is it... Okay.
Sorry, I think a qualification is not required if you're trapped somewhere.
No, but like, as in, what I'm trying to say here is...
Hell, if someone's got like half their leg missing, you know, I'm not qualified to deal with that. Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but I'd give it a crack.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, all right, got to remove this. Sorry, you're going to bleed out. Like, just put some sand in there. You're fine.
Sand in the wound?
I'm not a doctor. Yeah. Not qualified to do this.
Give it a shot.
Give it a crack.
Okay, so you would honestly... Okay, alone on a desert island.
Yep.
I'll just make a giant SOS sand, get under a big palm tree, or not in the sun, because let's face it, I'm not good with the sun. I hate the beach.
Yep.
And I'd probably just take a wee and have a sleep.
And just cry about
it. Just cry.
You're going to cry, princess?
No, I can't cry, because...
Hey.
But I wouldn't want to waste my tears.
Yep.
Because I need the water inside of me.
That's salt water anyway.
In your tears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tears of salt water.
Yeah, but if you cry, then it's not good, is it? Like, if you're dehydrated, you can't cry.
True. So, and that's why you get a headache and die.
Yeah, so I don't want a headache. I won't cry.
You're going to dehydrate anyway. You've got nothing with you.
I'd drink my own wee.
So, no, you can't do that either.
You can. Bear Grylls did that.
Yeah, but then look what... Well, yeah, but he's got, like, X amount of money behind him as well. He never gets lost.
He does.
He doesn't.
You don't reckon?
No. Nah.
It's all fake.
That's it. Yeah, he would die in any one of these situations if he was put in any real one.
Well, I think, honestly, out of all of my answers, I think I've survived each one.
No, you haven't.
I've survived each one.
You have? No. Four. Trapped underwater.
I lick my way out.
That's not a thing.
You can do it.
No, maybe you can survive in a trunk. All right?
Yeah. You give that one
to me? You know what? In the end, just surviving the trunk, if that's what you're calling it, just lay there. I can do that. Right? Hostage situation, you can... I deserve that.
I slapped you. You're
all right? Freaking jaw out.
Well, I've kind of got the headset a little bit as well.
I survived that. That should be on the survivor's guide.
But the worst thing is it built up more in my head.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I thought I was going to slap you. There was going to be screams. There was all this stuff. Nah. You took it like a man.
I was like, oh, I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I was shaking. I'm just saying the ones you've written down are no-win scenarios. Most of them.
Yeah.
Maybe the alone on the desert island, you can survive that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to, you know, invite a few people along. Then you won't be alone. That's what you got to do. Invite, you know, maybe a neighbor, you know. A couple of, like...
That's the scenario, though.
Will you find a castle there?
Okay, I don't
know. Well, what's going to be there? Nothing?
Nothing. Just, and it's only a meter island.
So?
It's just the smallest island you've ever seen.
So I could be like a Aladdin or something like that.
Yeah.
There. So, and Princess Jasmine.
Hey!
Yeah, see, I can get my five too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I won.
So, you did.
Yeah,
my jaw is shaking. My whole bodice is shaking.
Ooh.
So,
I love it. Cool, guys. So, the challenge has been completed.
Yes.
We have both said five each. I said helicopter five times.
Yes, you did. And I said princess five times.
Yes, but however, I beat you to the punchline and you got punched or slapped. It was kind of like a bit of both.
I am red. I'm like, I'm shaking. I didn't see it coming.
No.
I didn't, do you know what? And what? I'm like, oh, he won't actually hit me. And then if anyone that's listening, that's like, they added that noise in. No, that was actually getting hit.
Yeah. We don't muck around here at May Contain.
No, we draw blood.
We draw blood. Are you really?
No.
No, okay. So, please, guys, if you want us to do more challenges where we hit soaps, I'm sure we're both up for it. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're happy to do whatever challenge you throw at us, even though we didn't really have anything to win from this. We're just happy for you guys to challenge us, and we give it a go.
Yeah.
Even if it's as simple as us just trying to guess, like, add words to it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But hell, if you want us to do whatever, we're up for it, I guess.
Yeah, guys, hit us up on www.maycontain.podomatic.com. Like, subscribe, share. Let us know what you guys would do in a Survivor's May Contain guide.
Yeah, ones preferably that aren't a no-win situation.
I just won them all! I can survive!
Yes, with your cat tongue.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Cat tongue. Love it. Yeah, guys, and tweet to us. Give us a tweet.
At so on Twitter, at @may_contain for any extra comments or whatever, or if you want to contact us that way, as I don't have Facebook or anything like that, so if you want to hit me directly, hit me up on Facebook. No, Twitter, sorry.
Twitter. Whoa, it's all happening. And we've got one little surprise that you don't even know what we're doing yet.
All right.
Okay. Basically, we're going to exit here on a rant.
Okay.
You have to rant.
About?
You have to come up with a rant on the spot why you hate bouncy castles. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps. Ranting on about bouncy castles. All right, this is a challenge he's been throwing me now. I hate bouncy castles, what? Right? For the simple fact that you roll your ankle on them constantly. If you run across them, if they don't have a roof on them, simply the sun is blaring on them all friggin' day. They end up super friggin' hot. So you end up dancing around. Before you know it, you've cracked your skull on some other child. You're both bleeding everywhere. Everyone has to be kicked off of it. Someone falls over. They puncture the thing. The thing goes down. Then you can't even use the friggin' bouncy castle until they have to buy a bloody new one. You don't patch that shit up. Do you know what the air pressure is in one of those things?
No.
It's stupid. Absolutely stupid. The patch doesn't hold, right? So you've got sunburn, your skull cracked, and you've busted your freaking bouncy castle as well. I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
And we'll see you next episode.
Wine and dine me first. I'm not transforming for no one. Take me out to dinner.
We don't have time for this. We need to blend in.
Quick, just grab that pump over there.
Fine. I'm going to transform back.
Okay.
Got the pump. Now what do you want?
Put the pump in me.
What?
Yeah, what if I just want to feel special. Fill me up.
Fine. I can't believe we're doing this.
Oh.
Alright, are we finished?
Yep. You've slipped a little thin.
Can you just transform already?
Sure.
Ow! Good, let's get on.
It's not.
Are you stuck?
Who's in there? Where's my head?
This is terrible! This is so terrible!
I can't even listen to it!